right, episode 23. Welcome back.
23.
We figured, I mean, Dodger's coming down to crunch time, so we figured out with a special guest on tonight. Dodger Danny is in the house.
Legendary Dodger fan.
Yes.
Get him in here.
We'll bring him on.
We figured, followed
there
him.
There he is.
There he is. Dodger Danny, Dodger, welcome.
What's up, man?
Can you hear us? Welcome to Talk at the Urinal.
What's up, man?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
we finally got you on.
Dude.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to move to a place where you can actually see me.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
We are doing fantastic. The fact that San Fran lost today, I mean, what more could we ask for today?
Dude, that was awesome, man. That was awesome. I never thought I would be rooting for the Padres, but
I was thinking the same thing. I know. I was diehard Padre fan the last 2 days, right? It's crazy. Or last 40 games, but at least they came through the last two.
Dude, today the Dodgers picked up ground on the Giants.
Dude,
we are one game back.
One game, man.
Tomorrow we have Buehler going against the Reds.
Yes.
Then we have Castillo. Scherzer.
And then Kershaw, right?
Then Kershaw.
Yep.
So I legitimately believe we are going to sweep the Reds.
Yeah, and they're
I love it. You heard that here first.
Yeah, I heard that first. Dodger
Danny. Dodger Danny right here. We're going to sweep the Reds.
I agree. Yes. And Reds haven't been playing well at all. So they've
gone downhill because you think about the Reds had a playoff spot, what, like a week and a half ago? And all of a sudden the Cardinals came in and swooped that away from them.
Yep.
So I think the Cardinals are up a half a game on the Padres.
Cardinals always find a way to get, man.
You as a Dodger fan know the Cardinals have ripped our hearts out before a lot of times in October.
So that begs the question. We're going to get the division. Okay? We are getting the division.
I've been saying it.
But if by some chance we didn't, you have three teams. You have Padres, Reds, and St. Louis, who do you want to face in a one-game wild card?
That's a great question.
I got my answer already.
You always just go to the main ace for each team, right? So at this point, I mean, you got to go. We got to say Reds, right? I can't even think of their ace. I'm scared of Wainwright. I'm scared of who's the Dodgers. Padres could throw out
Snell.
Oh, Snell. He owns us, so I say Reds. I'm sure you guys are going to agree with the Reds too, or
that answer could change after this weekend. So let's hold on the Reds because I think their ace has got to be Castillo, right? He's got to be their ace. Would be my guess, but honestly, I honestly think the Padres are just—they have no soul left. I don't think at this moment, even though they just beat the Giants. I get it. I think they know they can't beat us at this point. I think it is a mental game. They do not want to face us more than we don't want to face them, I think.
So I think it's the Padres. I'd rather face the Padres. And I know we're going to face Snell now because of his injury. I don't think he's going to be 100%. But even if he didn't get injured, it would still be him because I don't think they're hitting Scherzer.
No,
I agree. Yeah, I'm with you. I think we take the Padres. I have no problem against the Padres.
And like we said, this is the worst case scenario. We're just speaking if we did get the wild card, but we're gonna win the division. Let's do right.
Right. Yeah, and here's the deal, right? Because check it out. I think the Braves can beat the Giants.
Oh yeah.
I think the Giants are nervous. I think they're kind of coming down a little bit. I think the Braves take at least a game, hopefully two games from them.
Hopefully two. Yeah. Well,
won't we get the wild card though?
No. Watch this.
We have the best record.
No, we don't get the wild card. We get the division.
But I'm saying we'll play the wild card winner.
Yes, we would play the wild card winner.
No, there's no way around it. We are playing the Giants. Unless, here's the beautiful scenario. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Hit us with it.
All right. Dodgers get the division. Giants get the wild card. Giants play against the Reds and lose the one game wild card. Padres are out. Giants are out. And we're playing the Reds.
Who do we got to pray to? Who do we got to baseball gods for that? I will take that right now. Let Milwaukee and Atlanta beat the hell out of each other for five games.
Yes.
We'll sweep the Reds again and then just get to what's left over of the Brewers in Atlanta.
And then, right. And then, so, you know, I just, our rotation, Scherzer, Buehler, Urias.
It's scary.
Kershaw. There's your four. And who's your weak link right now? Kershaw.
Kershaw.
Kershaw. That's a pretty nice.
That's a pretty nice weak
link. Exactly.
For a guy who's coming up, I was saying last pod, monkey's off his back. There's no more. I don't think there's any more worry of Kershaw playoff moments anymore. I think
he got his injury list stint out of the way.
Yep.
Uh-huh. He's good.
Yep.
He always gets an injury stint list in the season.
And here's Gosselin
to the bullpen.
We just rest him, right? Gosselin going to the bullpen gives us bullpen depth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, okay, so here's what I legitimately think. I think we win the division. We end up playing the Giants. We beat the Giants in five. Then we go to play Milwaukee Brewers. We beat Milwaukee in six.
Yeah, probably.
Milwaukee's got some.
They're tough.
Milwaukee's
got
some tough pitching.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I think we beat them in six.
Can they hit our pitching though? That's the thing. Can Milwaukee hit our pitching?
Probably not. Be a lot of low scoring games. Yeah, we'll find out.
Last series of the season.
Right, and then I see us going to the World Series. Now, the World Series. Who do you guys have on that side?
I'm saying, Eric, I think it's gonna be
Rays. He's been watching our podcast because he's literally stolen the words out of my mouth. This is what I've been saying the whole entire time. I am not worried. The Dodgers are going to the World Series.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that either. I think we're gonna face the Rays. What do you guys think?
Okay, go ahead.
I think the Rays too, but I hate to say it. Watch out for Houston. I hate to say it. I don't want to say it. Watch out for Houston.
Right. So here's the deal with Houston. I don't want to give them any credit. I don't want them receiving anything because their loudest players are still connected to the cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve.
And Bregman.
You know, Bregman. And I don't want to make fun of Jose, but when he's up to bat, have you noticed his bat's longer than him? Okay. So here's the deal. Houston has a chance, and then we could beat them in the World Series. That would be the ultimate victory.
Ultimate. I would punish them
to beat them. Now, I don't want that because I don't want them in the World Series. I want them flunking out.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
want them receiving.
Exactly.
I don't want them receiving any credit, any praise, but I really have a sneaky suspicion. It's going to be the Rays and Houston, their side, and it's going to be one of those two.
I think so, too, because who's the other teams? Yankees, Red Sox.
The White Sox. We always talk about the Central. The AL Central.
Central just, never comes
thanks
out.
Thanks for showing up. One and done in the playoffs, the Central.
Now, who do I want to face? I want to face the Red Sox.
Yes. Definitely.
I want to see Kiki and Alex.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I don't even know if they get in the playoffs. To me, if they get in, they're the weakest team in the playoffs, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah. The pitching for sure is. That would be an easy series for us.
I don't even know if they get in. Where are they at right now? They're tied right now with Toronto. Toronto.
I don't know, but
Scherzer versus Vladdy in the World Series?
Not bad.
Yeah, I don't think Toronto's – I really think it's going to be the Rays, but I just have this sneaky feeling that Houston's going to find their way in.
Yeah, Paul's been thinking that too.
I've been thinking that too,
and if they happen to, let's get some revenge, right? That's all. That's absolutely all we gotta do.
If it does happen, we have to win that series because I just want the fans to just lay into them and not let up the whole entire World Series.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Does Houston feed off of the fans booing?
It seemed like it again. Well, they won.
I think they're used to
us,
it
right?
at this point.
But can our fans not throw foul balls back, please? That was ridiculous. Remember? Yeah, that was, come on.
I think they're used to it. I think they've learned to drown it out. That's what I think, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, and but I would love to see a Carlos Correa rematch and Joe Kelly. Oh, Joe Kelly finally get the final edge because had the first one. Carlos
hit the homer. This is
Carlos's big look at me moment. His team is down by four. He hits what's a home he doing? Run and he's like, look at me.
It's all he cares about. Down. All he cares about, man.
I know. Yeah. And so I would love to see that.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. That's what I would love to see. And I honestly, what scares me is though, I don't want, like you said, if it is Houston Dodgers, I don't think I can live through us losing to Houston again. That's my only concern. It's win or nothing, in my opinion.
I don't think we do.
No, I don't think we do.
I think Scherzer, we got two games out of Scherzer in the World Series.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
That's two wins right there. I think Buehler and Urias are going to have their stuff.
What do you guys think Kershaw – what about Kershaw doing mid-relief some of these games too?
See, I'm scared of that.
Oh, you don't want that too. You don't want that. Okay. Yeah. Well,
if Kershaw starts that World Series, if Scherzer starts that World Series, I don't think we just get two games out of him. I think he get two games out of him. Plus, possibly, if it goes to seven, I think Scherzer comes out of the bullpen.
True.
Right. Now, and see, there you go. So watch this. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Scherzer wins game one. I'm thinking maybe they get to Buehler in game two. I'm thinking Urias wins game three, and I'm thinking Kershaw wins game four with a little bit of help. Kershaw, then maybe Tony or the rest of the bullpen.
Oh, the rest of the bullpen. Yeah.
And then that is the fourth game. We win three out of four. And then the fifth game is Scherzer coming the second time, and he locks it down. We win five out of four. Four out of five games.
Four out of five, yeah.
Here's talk at the urinal. You just heard it here. Go take Dodgers in five right now if you can find it on any of your betting sites. The Astros. Dodgers in five.
So a couple of – I love all these predictions.
I'm sold.
All these predictions. A couple of things that Paul and I like to talk about on the that's been brought up is the Bellinger and Kenley. So what are your thoughts on both those guys?
Okay, so guys, Cody Bellinger's mother is my realtor. Her and I were talking about that, and she's just like, he's just got to get out of this slump. He's got to get out. Notice he's changed his stance.
Mm-hmm. They've been talking.
Here's what I think we're going to have out of Cody. I think we're going to have 2020 Cody in the playoffs, where he just gives us a couple clutch hits.
And that's all you need, really.
Which we'll take.
Like Atlanta. When he hit that home run with Atlanta.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
Now, I'm telling you, seventh inning, he hit that home run. And he had that stand-up walk. I'm like, no, Cody, don't do that. Just run the bases. Oh, because I thought that was going to anger them and they were going to come back. But no, they didn't.
No, they did, yeah. That's when he popped the shoulder out.
In Atlanta. That is when he popped it out. Yeah. Yes, which is why we got rid of Kiki Hernandez.
You know, though, if he comes up clutch, if he comes up clutch with one or two hits in the postseason, regular season's forgiven. I mean, this regular season's been really tough to watch.
I don't think the regular season's forgiven.
I don't think it's forgiven.
Dodger fans are hard.
You know what I've been noticing? It's like, you know how when
hits us a walk off in a playoff game,
I've been noticing with the fans. I'm noticing with the fans. You know how like there's a bad free throw shooter and the fans like get so excited when the guy makes it. When Bellinger gets a hit now, I notice when he gets hit, the fans are going nuts because they're like, "What? This is he never gets a hit." I noticed that last night. What do you have? Two hits last night, or one?
No,
one
he
or
had
two?
Eight hit.
Yeah, oh, eight hit. Had, bear, and yeah. The guy should have caught it, but whatever.
And then so, back to what are my thoughts on Kenley Jansen?
I know he's on fire right now.
First and foremost, I am not a Kenley hater, so you'll never see me boo Kenley. I get mad. But I support him. And it's not because his wife follows my page. Dodger Geek teases me about that. His wife follows my page.
Oh, awesome.
And
awesome.
I get a lot of heat for always supporting him. Here's my thought. My thought is this. Okay. He's coming into his own again. He's coming into a zone. I would never boo him when he comes out. But no, when he's coming out.
Never.
And I would never be like that fan that screamed, "Hey, don't F it up."
Oh, no, no, no.
I think you sabotage your players when you do that. And then someone said, no, he should have the mental toughness of whatever. And I'm like, well, you have 50,000 people booing at you, and you tell me how your mental toughness is.
That's somebody that's never been there before that said that.
Right. I never boo him or anything. I'm just talking about I never boo him or root against him.
Boo him. I will question Dave Roberts' decisions sometimes
there you go.
On when to bring him in, how long to leave him in if he starts to get in trouble. I'll question that all day. I'll never boo Kenley. Kenley has done too much for us that I can't never turn now, my back
and
on him.
So there's my other thing. Let's talk about Kenley history for a minute. A lot of Dodger fans seem to only remember the blown saves, period. Mm-hmm. And who was the last dominant reliever we had on the Dodgers? Eric Gagne.
Yeah.
Gagne was also dominant.
Well, he's also probably doing roids, right? A little bit.
You know?
Was Gagne before or after Broxton? Somebody help me with the timeline.
Before.
And then Broxton.
He was before.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Broxton was no Gagne.
Kenley Jansen. Kenley Jansen is doing things that only three relievers in MLB history have done.
I know.
And we're only 340 saves, 1,000 strikeouts. Only three other guys. 1,000 strikeouts at the speed that he got them. Only two guys have got them in 700 or less innings. Him and I can't think of the other guy right now. And then he's, what is he, like the 12th or 13th guy that's gotten 1,000 strikeouts. Kenley has had a phenomenal career.
And here's absolutely the deal.
It's not
especially
over.
At a position where they're, you know, you're on the hook so fast, you get pulled off the stage so immediately as a closer, and he's been able to keep the longevity of that position for so long. I mean, we got to give the guy 11 credits too.
And Danny, you make a great point. We just remember those bad him giving up losses. Or you know what I mean? Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
And Instagram Dodger Geek on Instagram brings up the fact that he's blown 4 or 5 of 7 appearances in the World Series. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's tough to argue.
So that's what people harp on now. So here's what I say. Kenley Jansen comes in and we play 4 against the Giants and he gets a save, no blown saves. He gets 2 saves against the Giants.
Okay.
Then we go against the Brewers and he goes in and he gets a save. He has 1 save opportunity and he gets it. He has 3 save opportunities. He gets all 3 saves. Then we go into the World Series. Scherzer pitches dominant. We get great offense. We don't need him. They get to Buehler and we're down. And then he comes in when Julio's pitching and he comes in and gets the save after Julio. And then he comes in and gets the save after Kershaw. And then Scherzer's dominant, and we don't need him. He gets 2 more saves. He gets 5 appearances in the playoffs. He gets 5 saves. I say all is forgiven with Dodger fans because we've won 2 World Series with him, even though he blew game 4 last year. Mm-hmm. I think, you know what? I think that is rewriting the ship. Kershaw rewrote the ship last year.
He did. Yeah, and I think – I mean,
I love your prediction here. I love it. I mean, I hope this plays out just like that.
I hope so too.
You couldn't write that script any better.
Yeah. I mean, but here's my question. How is he with a guy on second? How is he once he gives up 2 walks? He seems to be getting, I mean, not now. Listen, guys, he's 11 for 11 in save. For 12.
But before this is what you're saying, yes.
Right. Before this, he was constantly getting rattled in big time situations. So that's what's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Is if he continues to get rattled.
Can I ask a question here? To me, this is, you know, I hate to talk about it. And I don't like it, but it's just part of who we all are as humans. Do you think he's 100% healthy? Do you think he has recovered 100% from the some of the heart and the organ issues that he had a couple seasons ago? Where ever since then, it seems like he has not. You think that affects him when he's on the mound under pressure? Do you think he's 100% healthy?
All right. So think about that for the heart surgery. Let's think about that for a minute. I'm an average guy. I like to be the athlete on the couch. Okay. I've never dealt with a heart surgery. I don't know what that does to your body. I don't know what that does to your lungs. I don't know what that does to your frame. Mm-hmm. And he is out there violently throwing the ball, violently moving that frame. Yeah. I gotta think. He's lost a little bit.
But like you said, he's still going to go down mm-hmm. as the top 10 closer of all time, right? Hands with all down. These stats,
oh, hands easy down. Top 10.
He's top 10.
So, and, you know, and if he's pitching 3 more years, easy top 5.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Because he'll have a couple of World Series under. Yeah, yeah.
Right now, he's probably floating around top 9, top 10, top 11. He's going to be there. I just wish I remember what number 341 is on saves. Is that 7 or 8 or 9? I just can't remember.
Sure.
So, but that's a good question. I do. I think he's lost a little bit. The other thing, I think his confidence is rattled.
Is Mariano number one?
It's scary.
Mariano is number one.
He's number one.
Mariano is.
And then Trevor Hoffman should be number two.
Correct. Let's keep going. Keep going.
And then number ooh.
Three's a tough one. Three is a tough one, but you should know four. Four was definitely recently in this past couple decades.
Percival?
No.
Oh no. Four played for didn't four play for Boston? No, because he's not.
Percival's not up there?
No. Four did not play for Boston. Percival is 12. So he 12. Is two ahead okay. of Jensen.
Okay. Okay.
Three is Lee Smith.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's Oakland.
And four is K-Rod.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I forgot those
years that he had.
Four and is then K-Rod.
Yeah.
Yes.
But still, yep. I mean, okay. The gap is insane because Lee Smith at third is 478 saves.
What's Mariano?
And then here's the other he's thing. Okay, he's
close to 200 behind Mariano.
Oh, yeah. And watch this. I mean, like, you know, Kenley picks up 30 saves a year. That is 90 saves. He will be in 3 years. He will be at 330. No. Dude,
430. That is, I mean,
430.
I don't think. No. That's where he's at. That's where.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
No. Kenley will be 430. Right. Kenley
he'll be at 430.
Right. So
be for fourth or fifth on the list. Fourth or fifth. He'd right. Be right in
if
that mix.
If Kenley can give 3 years. And look, okay, here's the deal. Number two on that list, he was lights out, mm-hmm. but he also got a lot of saves because he played with a poor team.
Correct. No ring.
He had
either.
A lot
no
of
ring.
He had yep. a lot of run yep. one opportunities. Exactly. I'm not knocking him. I'm not knocking him. He was right up there with Mariano. He was right up there. Now Mariano, and dude, what did he walk out to? Inner Sandman.
Inner Sandman. Yep. Yeah. You knew it was over. You knew it was the
game, bro. I'm telling you, back in the day, Kenley coming out to California Love, I tried to sneak a Bluetooth speaker, one of my Bose Bluetooth speakers, uh-huh. into Chase Field because I was going to play California Love when he was coming out, but security wouldn't let me take my speaker in. Normally, typical. I would like, you keep it, but that's Bose, dude. I can't get rid of that.
California Love,
I had to go back to my car.
Isn't that typical Chase Field though? Because weren't they the ones that wouldn't allow Dodger gear behind home plate for fans? Remember that? Oh, do you guys remember that story a couple years ago?
You ready for this?
Jump in the pool.
Because I'm live streaming, I can't really always gamble, but I am going to go down to the baseline behind home plate. And I'm going to take my championship banner and just hold it up and let the TV just pick that up. Boom,
yes.
And just see that.
Yes.
I will get kicked out.
Nice.
I will get kicked out. They have a no flag policy unless it's the lady up in the upper deck raving the Arizona flags. A little hypocritical, but they do. Yeah.
Wow, really? Wow.
Like it.
All right. So all right. Another thing I have to ask you is, yeah, when did you start your page and how long? I mean, you have a huge following.
What are your beginnings? What are your beginnings here? Yeah.
Okay, so I used
to Danny Origins.
I used to coach basketball in Ohio at my church group.
Uh-huh.
And I coached a kid named Zach Williman, ZWillie_23. Anyway, he got drafted by the Dodgers in 2017. And he was coming, he just had Tommy John surgery. So him and I hung out in Phoenix the whole year. And then 2018, he was in the Arizona Rookie League. So in 2018, I started my page to keep track of him. And I followed all the Dodger pages that posted about prospects, you know, okay. Dodger Yard, mm-hmm. Dodger Lowdown, Dodger Nation, Dodger 360, Dodger Center, Dodger Dugout, mm-hmm. all these Dodger accounts, Mikey Bleeds Blue, Dodger Geek, Dodger mm-hmm. King.
Yeah, I think we started following all those guys too. Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm following all of these pages. And then I just started making the occasional post. And people started liking and stuff. And I don't know, dude. Plus, I was liking a lot of junk. You got to work at it. Yeah. And so I started getting
straight organic. Followers. You just organically built it.
Right. And I started 1,000 followers, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Now, I would ask some people to follow my page. Mm-hmm. I would ask key Dodger people to follow my page. Some of them would, and some of them didn't at the time, but they do now. Because like you said, it wasn't completely organic. I won't lie to you. I did do a little bit of asking of some key Dodger accounts to follow my page.
I don't blame you for that.
But anyway, but now, I mean, it just exploded. Then somebody asked me to do a giveaway with them. They asked me to promote their stuff. And I'm like, well, you got to send me one because I wanted to check the validity. Mm-hmm, so they sent it to me. Well, then we started doing giveaways, and so I'm always doing giveaways, and that's how I got followers, and it just took off from there. It's just insane. That's awesome.
Legendary,
man. I love that, man.
Legendary. All right, I got to ask you, you're diehard Dodger. You got the 88 in your Dodger name. Obviously, a great year to be a Dodger fan. You got to tell us favorite Dodger memory. I know it's going to be hard. You can maybe pick one or two, but give us favorite Dodger memory.
Okay, so my very first Dodger game was at Cincinnati in 1995, Cincinnati Reds. Ramon Martinez is pitching. Mike Piazza hits a home run center field just a couple sections away from me. And so that's my favorite player, Mike Piazza, because as a kid, I got his autograph when he was a rookie mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and all oh, that yeah. stuff. All right. Oh, yeah. So that's number two. My number one favorite moment, I was at game six of the World Series. I was behind home plate watching Julio Urias and watching us win.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite moment. I was 13 in 88. I didn't really get to appreciate 88.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so being there, that's probably number two. Number three is June 22nd, 2019. I'm in Los Angeles. Alex Verdugo from my hometown, Tucson, Arizona, hit mm-hmm. the tying home run, and then he hit the walk-off home run, the middle home run of the three rookies against Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that.
You've seen some great games,
man. I miss Verdugo, man, and Kike.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, a lot of chemistry there.
Yep, yep. God.
I'm just thinking back to when I was a kid and those Piazza early 90s.
Oh, those Caros Piazza. Oh, man.
Hideo Nomo.
It was Caros Piazza, Raul Mondesi, Hideo Nomo, Todd Hollinsworth.
Jose Offerman.
So I'm playing left field for my college. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I'm in left field is they don't have anyone else. So I'm not a stud. I'm just the guy they had. And I can't get the ball to home plate. I can get it to the cutoff man, but I can't get it to home plate. And so I am in Tucson working on it. Mm-hmm. And High Corbett's Field, Tucson Toros are playing the Albuquerque Dukes. And Todd Hollinsworth is playing left field. And he was signing autographs. And I got his autograph. And I was telling him I played left field in college, but I really struggle getting the ball to home plate. So he let me come on the field and showed me his technique to throwing the home plate and helped me with that. Oh. Todd Hollinsworth, that was huge.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh, awesome. Yeah. Man.
Was it? Ethier was a Tucson guy, wasn't he? Wasn't Ethier from Tucson?
Ethier.
I think Andre so. Ethier. I think it's Arizona State. I think you're right.
Yes. Oh, sure.
Maybe, yeah, maybe he's a Phoenix. Maybe he's a Phoenix guy.
Yeah, yeah. Our Phoenix guy for sure. Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
But this thing, this meeting says we got 6 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. No, Andre Ethier. I'm sorry. So Everett Ethier, his page, he follows my page now.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first player beside, no, because actually, he's the first player. Manny Mota's daughter runs her account and he follows my page. So she follows my page. Oh, but nice. Andre Ethier, dude, Andre Ethier started following my page.
That's amazing. He was just at the game last weekend, right? He goes to a lot of games. Yeah. Andre. Yeah. Oh, man. Those Andre Matt Kemp days. Oh, those were fun, too.
Those are some fun days. Dude. Yeah, dude. Dodger Danny, man.
We appreciate you coming on, man.
For coming on. We're going to have to do this again, obviously.
When playoffs start, you got to come back.
We still got another month and a half of baseball with the Dodgers. So
I will. Guys, thanks for having me.
No,
hey, dude, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you gotta go. All of our listeners, go follow Danny on his page. He's at Dodger_fan_page88. That's Dodger Danny 88. Yes. Check him out. You heard it here first. He gave you a prediction. What's gonna happen?
I love those predictions.
Dodgers in six over. Who are you taking, Tampa or Houston? Though Dodgers in six over.
Oh, I'm taking Tampa. I think we're playing Tampa. I think so the Rays, too. It's going to be a rematch. Yeah. So,
all right, man. Yeah, we'll have you on soon, man. And
all right, guys.
All right, bro.
Dude,
hey, go you Dodgers. Guys have a great night and go Dodgers.
You too, man. Later. Go all Dodgers. Right.
See you later.
See you, man. Dude, that was awesome. Thank you, Dodger Danny, for coming on.
Dodger Danny, man. Legend. You know what we got to do? We got to get down to Arizona and like hook up with him or at a game or something, man. That's what we got to do.
Or live stream with this guy. That was unbelievable, man. This guy, the Dodger history, that guy. No, those Dodger memories, dude. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Dodger memory was we were at Robinson's staff with the boys, which was amazing. But this guy's like, behind home plate.
No big deal. No big deal.
No big deal. Oh, man. That was awesome. He'll definitely Dodger join when playoffs start.
Oh, yeah. We got to get him back.
So that way, I guess we just got all the Dodger talk in, and it's a slow sports week besides football. Yeah. So should we get right into action at the urinal? Let's go,
action
man.
At the urinal.
What's our up to date record? Are we combined? Are we going to separate college and football? Are we in NFL? Are we going to
at this point? It's hard because you know what? We were on fire. We had to call the fire department to put the flames out. That's how hot we were on college, dude. But then we got a little greedy. We got
a little stupid
with NFL, and that just wiped away a lot of our stuff with NFL. But we got to get back to our roots now. We're getting back to our roots. It's week two NFL, week three college. We're picking and choosing our spots. We're betting everything.
No more betting the board.
It was fun. It was fun. It hurt a little bit Monday morning, but whatever. But we did give you – I'm just going to throw this out because we did a pod while the Raiders-Ravens game were going. I took those three big underdogs to win outright. I actually hit two of them. I took them separately. Thank you. I had the Saints. I had the Raiders winning. The only one that I did lose is I had the Bears. That was a terrible idea. I regretted it, but
Hey, when it comes to Raiders, this week, baby, what a game. What a game.
Raiders.
Oscar. Bro. Gotta get Oscar to talk about SC and Raiders. All right, man, let's start. Action your own starts now. Let's go. Give me your first college lock, and then let's go. I got three this week.
You got three college?
Yes.
All right, that's the thing. So lately I've been giving out five college. I'm only giving two college this week because I'm just giving for sure fire winners. No more messing around.
I like it.
Dude, I am actually going to parlay I'm giving you four locks. I'm going to parlay all four of them. Two college, two NFL. That's how confident I've never felt so confident before in my life right now.
All right. Which means
probably fade me, but
beta for sure.
Here we go. You ready for the first one?
Yes.
Cause I got the stats. University of Buffalo is 22-6 against the spread at home. Of that 22-6, they are 12-3 as home favorites. They are 10-3 as home dogs. They love playing at home. They do not lose against the spread at home. They're getting 14 this Saturday at home against America's Cinderella team, Coastal Carolina. Ooh. Give me Buffalo getting 14 at home.
I might sprinkle a little money on that. All right, 9 a.m. game. We watched Oklahoma, Nebraska, Oklahoma line over. I'm taking the total over under 62. Okay. It's going way over
62. Way okay,
over,
I like it.
62, way mean, over, boys.
Nebraska can't stop anybody, so that's good. They can't stop anybody, so Oklahoma's going to just run out. It's just going to be a track meet.
I'm seeing it's dude, it's going to go way over. What's your next like one, man?
My next one, Kansas State. Kansas State is 13-4 at home as a dog since 2013. They're getting 2 points at home against a Nevada team. Now, follow me on this one. Nevada is 2-0. They have beaten the Idaho State Bengals, and they beat a terrible Cal team in Berkeley. And if you watched the podcast last week, you will know Cal is horrible at Berkeley. They are a horrible home team. So beating Cal at home in Berkeley does nothing to impress me. Kansas State is getting 2 points. And Kansas State, don't forget, beat their first game of the season, beat the Trojan killer, Stanford.
Yes.
They beat Stanford straight up. Kansas State getting the points at home. I'll even sprinkle a little. It's a 2-point line. I'll even sprinkle a little on Kansas State winning straight up.
I love it. Speaking of the Trojans, this is my second lock of the week. You know what happens when coaches get fired the next week? The team responds.
They get up.
They're at Washington State. It's favorite 8.5. They win by 10 at least. You know they always step up. They just got embarrassed. Now new interim coach. They always play for him. I mean, the last interim coach they had was Ogeron, right? Did they win out that season?
Coach O.
So I think they blow out Washington State.
And, I like it. Washington State's got a rookie coach. They got COVID issues up there. The vaccination.
Get that line
deal
in now before it hits 10. You know how that works. All right.
I'm out of college. I got moving.
You're out of college.
So
you got
some more college.
I'll get one more college. One more college. The wideout game didn't happen last year in Penn State because of obviously COVID. This year it's back. The wideout game. They aren't losing the wideout game. They're favored by 6. It's going to be electric. They're against Auburn. They're going by a touchdown or more. And James Franklin, he has those rumors this week that he's leaving for SC, but he's got to prove to you know who's scouting him is SC fans, so he's gonna make a huge win. Like, I want that guy. They'll pay him pay him tons next year.
Are you going all chalk? Would you go 3-for-3 chalk right there?
One was the over, two favorites and one was the over.
Hey, the over. Okay.
Last week I went 3 favorites, 2-1. So I'm usually but hey, I got a lot of dogs in the NFL, so don't worry.
All dogs. My whole card
too.
Is dogs.
Me too, bro.
You know what I love? My favorite thing on earth is to bet home dogs.
Yes. You start. What's your first?
I got two in the NFL.
Number one.
This one I love, dude. This one I love. Philadelphia Eagles getting 3.5 at home against the Niners. The Eagles are 5-0 against the spread. Last 5 home games as an underdog. Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G have a horrible record together at combo player coach against the spread. You just watched the Niners let the Lions back in late in that game.
Yep.
They got injury issues. They got a quarterback controversy. Give me the Eagles getting 3.5 at home.
I love the Eagles. So I'm agree with you on that. This is a stinky one, but dude, we got to take it. Bro, who the Broncos beat? The Giants?
Yes, correct.
And who the Jags lose to? Who they get killed to?
You're Houston that you said. You called it. You said Houston is not as bad as everybody thinks.
Give me the Jags +6 all day at home. They're home opener, bro. Give me the Jags.
I thought about that game. I didn't put it on my card. I thought about that game, though.
Bro, I'm sorry. Give me Jags. Urban Meyer wins his home opener, dude. Let's go.
Okay. Flashback to last week again. Who was our lock of the century last week?
Oh man, the Pats.
And what happened there?
They blew it for us, huh?
Lost straight up to the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So what's that mean this week? Give me the Fish getting 3 at home. Miami is 16-5 against the spread in their last 21 games as an underdog. Tua is undefeated at home as an underdog. Since 2006, underdogs in division games played in the first 3 weeks of the season are hitting almost at 62%.
Oh my gosh. And you know the public's hammering. Okay, yo, keep going. Keep
Miami firing. Is 12-5 against the spread since the beginning of last season. That's the best in the NFL against the spread record. Give me Miami getting three at home.
I love it. And you know how much money's gonna be pouring on the Bills and parlays? Exactly. Because they're like, Bills aren't going to, dude.
Bills aren't going to go 0-2. Yes, they are. Watch
out. I like that, man. Dude, there's a nut. Dude, there's a couple more I have. I'm on the Colts again. I'm on the Colts again.
Okay. Ride or die. I get it. I respect
how much. There's probably going to be 70% of the tickets on Rams. I think they're still a good, decent team. They can't go 0-2 at home. Rams at what? They beat the Bears. Who cares? I mean, I know we're Rams. We're not Rams guys, but they're good. I think Stafford will have a good year, but. Perfect spot for Colts. Colts plus 3.5. Lock it in.
I like it. All right. My last one here is a total. I'm going over Chargers, Cowboys, two high-powered offenses, two defenses that I think are a little bit suspect.
Chargers defense.
The Chargers want to keep rolling, I think, to to make that win against Washington legit.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys are fighting for their lives because they do not want to go down 0-2. So I think they come out, pull out all the big guns. They throw, I think it's a track meet. I think they both teams go crazy offensive. Dak's last five starts have all gone over. And over in games where the total is 55 or plus are hitting way more often than not. So I think this game goes over. Chargers Cowboys, I like it. Over.
And give me Chargers money line. I think they're going to go 2-0. Yeah. There'll be so many more Cowboys fans obviously know that, but who cares? All right, I just have two left.
Go
because
for
of
it.
Over because of overreactions. Give me the Vikings plus 3.5 all day at the Cardinals. All day, baby, because it's like hey, that. Just because of overreactions. And the other one, hey, give me the Titans Titans plus 5.5 at Seattle, bro.
Can I say something on that? I was actually texting our boy Aaron. Aaron, thank you for your service. I was texting our boy Aaron earlier today, and I said that is the fishiest line this weekend. How the Seahawks just went into Indy and beat a great Colts killed, team.
Destroyed them. It wasn't even close.
Tennessee looked like they were a freaking JV team against Arizona.
I know.
How is the Seahawks only favored by some have it 5.5, some have it at 6?
Yeah.
Vegas exactly. is begging you. Vegas is getting on their hands and knees begging you to take the Titans. Seahawks in that game.
Oh, I know. Hey, dude, all over the Titans, bro.
I love that pick. That was actually one that I was going to say. It's not in my locks, but I do think the Titans could win outright because Vegas is begging you so hard to
I'm taking a lot of dogs and bad teams this week. I could easily go 0-5, but hey, I'm liking the dogs. So are you, right?
Let's go. I like Tennessee. I didn't put in my lock, but I like that pick, though. I love
that. We do not go with the public. Never.
Oh, go again. Bet against the public. Fade the public.
And since we're saying this, I mean, do we have a Sunday night pick? What do you think on that? Chiefs, Ravens? Chiefs are going to, I mean, not even bounce back. They already won. So do you think Chiefs or do you think Ravens? I don't know.
I like the Chiefs. I think I saw a stat. Andy Reid is near perfect against the spread in the September, month of September.
Right? Yeah. So just keep rolling. Yeah. So.
Keep the Chiefs. Okay. Little NFL news. What do you think about the Packers? Rodgers came out and had another RELAX moment where he said, like, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. We're fine.
Yeah.
You think you believe it? Does he want to be there? Does he have to cut that hair?
I don't think you believe it.
Lettuce?
I don't think you believe it. There is some questionable things, but I think they hammer the Lions. I think, but I don't know.
Divisional games. Dude, the Lions came on strong. Now, granted, that was San Fran's defense kind of letting off there at the end and having some special teams mishaps, but I don't know, man. It's hard for me to back the Packers right now.
I use them in my Survivor, so Packers better win.
What is your Survivor pick, actually? That's right. You just reminded me. Who's your
Packers for me. I think they bounced up. What about you?
Packers Survivor pick? All right. I am going to go you know what? I'll waste it on this week because it's too easy. I think the Falcons – no, I know you're a Falcon guy.
Okay. They're not losing that Bucks, right?
Falcons are the worst team.
I thought you might have said Browns, but dude – Tyrod, that's a scary one. I know Browns are good, but
Bucks. Give me the Bucks as my Survivor this week. We're both still alive.
Oh, we're both. Oh, we're on to the week three. We're still
alive. Let's do it. Let's get the money. We're giving away free money here. College, you know, you can fade college. Us. You can tout us. We're giving away free money on college.
NFL, so. I don't blame you for fading us, but college. All right, hell of a pod, dude. Dodge Danny, thanks again. Cheers to our picks this weekend.
We'll be back on what Monday. We'll come Monday back or Tuesday after the weekend.
Hopefully, we'll Dodge come back as hazy. Dodgers will be in first place. You heard it here first.
Dodger Danny. Dodgers will sweep Cincinnati.
That's what he said. Oh, yeah.
Recap it.
Well, Buehler, Scherzer, and Kirsch. Yeah, sweep.
Kirsch.
And he said Braves will take one or two or three from Giants. I'll take it.
I like it.
All right, man. We'll see you next episode. Let's go.
We're out.